Welcome to Sports Beat, from Little League to high school and from college to the pros. Sports Beat covers it all. And here's your host, Justin Cabe.
Justin Cabe is not the host, but welcome to Sports Beat. We're going to have to get that changed. Like I said, we're having doing some new things and everything. We are joined here today with Coach Steve Osborne of the Wellman Union Lady Cats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
We're here also with Michaela Horton. I'm kind of fond of her. And Jaylee Hood. And we're also fond of her as well. So good morning, girls. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm here. So y'all get closer to the microphone so I can hear y'all better. How about that? That's good. Okay. So, Coach, we're getting ready to play district.
Yep.
This coming week, and you start out with Southland. Is that right?
That's right. The season starts for real tonight.
It does. It basically starts over, doesn't it?
Right.
Your win-loss record's kind of out the door. This is what makes it most important. Has there been a huge change from last year to this year for you?
Well, yeah. These two girls that are here today, of course, coming in new. And that's always a challenge, is, you know, finding the right mix and team chemistry. And they've done a good job. We kind of had a lull there a few weeks ago. And since then, we've rebounded. And I've been real proud of the girls. They've won 5 straight games now. And won our tournament, and so we're pleased with where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's good. And of course, I know the two tournaments that y'all were in before Wellman's was kind of a tough. It's like the 9 o'clock play; they don't play.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, Jaylee, you're obviously new to Wellman this year. What's been the transition for you? What's it been like?
I mean, it's different from going from a 4A school to a 1A school. I mean, the refs call a lot different in 1A than they do in 4A. You can't get away with a lot of stuff that we got away with in 4A. But, I mean, I like it. I like my teammates. Pretty fun with them.
Yeah, and what's your position on the court?
Post.
Post?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, but other people may not know that. So, and you know your rebound stats?
No.
Y'all don't know any of that kind of stuff?
I don't have it totaled up. They got all the game stats, but we're a little behind on the running total.
Running total. That's good. I you know, watching her and J.C. Rowden, which is one that we were hoping was going to be here as well, and she's not, but she's also a player out there, one of the players that goes out. And of course, Mercedes and Lita, they are part of the starting five, and they're fast, they're quick. And so, and then of course, Michaela, you're also new to Wellman this year as well. Tell us a little bit about that, the transition with that.
I mean, it hasn't been a big transition because I was just at a 1A school. But when it comes to like the people, they like really accepted me and stuff, and like the teammates, once I got here, I mean, I just knew it was family. So that's really the biggest transition that's happened.
And your position on the court?
Point guard, guard.
Point guard and guard. And you had a pretty solid game against what I thought was a solid game against the last people y'all played, Plainview Christian. Is that right? Your defense seemed to be pretty good. And
you know, we consider Michaela to be kind of a defensive specialist, and mm-hmm. so sometimes she gets to do the dirty work that doesn't show up in the stats, but she's done a good job of that. And lots of times we put her on the best guard, or sometimes even the best forward, and she's quick enough to shut down some people, and so she's been a real addition because of that.
That's good. And J.C., if you want to elaborate on her, Coach, like I said, she's not here today. J.C., is she your number one point scorer right now?
She is, and be followed by Jaylee.
Jaylee, yeah.
As far as points and rebounds, mm-hmm. They both hit the boards hard, and we're really good when Jay Lee and JC are pounding the boards. We like to push the ball up the floor, so it all starts with a rebound.
Yeah. And
they're both extremely good ball handlers, so they can also bring the ball on the fast break, and makes it nice for other kids to be able to just get out and go. And JC's she's a 3-year starter.
Wow.
She's just a junior, but she's had a lot of experience, and she's gotten a lot better this year.
Yeah.
Her post play and the addition of Coach Sandusky has been a big help to us, because she's a former player, and she's a post player, and she's helped JC and Jay Lee and even Michaela on their shooting, and has really taken some personal interest in some of them.
And, that's good.
They've gotten some better post play, and we really enjoy having her, and it's nice to have somebody around that's a good support system. But JC is definitely our playing leader. She's not very vocal, but she leads by example.
Yeah.
And Michaela and Jay Lee have jumped in there with her and kind of follow her lead. And as those three go, we go.
That's good. That's good. That's always wonderful. And of course, you have a couple seniors on the team,
right?
But you don't have any that start.
No.
And so your team is young.
Yes. Yes. Well, Jay Lee and Lita are both sophomores, and then Michaela, JC, and Mercedes are juniors. So we've got a good future for the next couple of years.
That's good. That's really good. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about district play and talk about some of the teams that you're going to have to match up against, because this is a tough district for girls basketball and boys basketball as well. So we'll be right back after this break.
Football and brisket, blue bonnets and springtime. In Texas, some things are better together. Like at Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, where a home policy just isn't the same without auto coverage to help bring your rates down. The State Fair and fine stuff? Can't have one without the other. Moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call us today at 806-637-2504 or stop by our Brownfield location at 521 West Main.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Meadow Farmers Co-op has been a part of Terry County since 1935. With fast, courteous service and great hometown people, we have confidence that what happens today plants the seeds for tomorrow. So we strive to make the most of that by providing complete ginning service to local cotton producers. Come to Meadow Farmers Co-op this harvest season and be a part of our gin family. Call 806-539-2241 or stop by to learn about our commitment to local agriculture for yourself. Meadow Farmers Co-op, celebrating over 80 years of service to Terry County.
Do you have a dental problem? Then go see Dr. Colley. Dr. Colley is a second-generation West Texas dentist, locally owned and operated for 27 years. Dr. Colley is an honors graduate of the University of Texas Dental School. He, along with his talented staff and newest technology, can take care of any of your family's dental needs. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and give them a call at 806-637-8386 or drop by at 1307 Tahoka Road in Brownfield. Dr. Colley, where West Texas hospitality begins with a smile.
Lenegar Electric Cooperative can be depended on with over 60 years of service. At Lenegar, we provide electricity to all or part of 11 counties, serving more than 5,400 members and more than 22,000 meters. We are proud to call West Texas our home. With our main office in Tahoka, and branch offices in Sundown, La Mesa, and Seagraves. Someone who takes pride in offering the people they serve the very best. Lenegar Electric Cooperative is proud to support the students and athletes of West Texas.
Maypay Farms is proud to support the Wellman Union Wildcats and Lady Cats. From athletics to academics, success can be found everywhere, and we commend students on their character and commitment. We believe that the community of Wellman was built on hard work and dedication, and are happy to see that the tradition of excellence is more evident than ever in our outstanding students who set the bar high and achieve greatness. From all of us at Maypay Farms, have a great year, Wildcats. We're behind you all the way.
All right, we're here on the Sports Beat Show. Of course, we're visiting with Coach Steve Osborne of the Wellman Union Lady Cats. And we have Michaela Horton and Jaylee Hood with us as well. They're both part of the team, and some of the other teammates could not come in today. But that's okay. We still want to recognize them as well. So again, we start – I keep saying we. The only reason why I say we is because Michaela's on the team out there. We start district tonight against Southland. And right. What are you looking forward to in that particular game?
Well, I think Southland they're probably the weakest team in the district, but it'll be a good chance for us to get our – feet under us and maybe play lots of people. Don't want to take anybody for granted, but anybody can beat anybody on a given night. But we just look for us to lots of good hustle and do the things that we're trying to teach and just get off to a good start in district play.
And then, y'all, after that, you go on to Wilson.
Right.
And Wilson is probably another team that, you know, is kind of a weaker
They are the district. They are the two weakest teams in the district. It just kind of worked out that we start that way. Maybe that's a good that we can get to ease into
right.
Into a tough district. But then that means that the rest of the games are going to be really tough.
Really tough, yeah, because then on the top of the circle of the district – Then you go to New Home.
Go to New Home,
and they're state ranked. Actually, I guess that's at home, but yeah. But they're a state ranked team, and
they're always very solid. They've got a good program. Shane Moore's been there for a while,
right?
So he's built a good girls program. They're going to be good mm-hmm. day in day out. They do what they do. They're real good, even when they're. Talent is sometimes down. They're still very competitive.
Very competitive, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our cross-county rival, Meadow.
Meadow's better this year. And, of course, they already beat us in the Sands tournament.
Right.
And so they'll be a challenge. I guess maybe it's a little bit of good news that we lost and know where we have to improve.
Right.
And can maybe game plan a little better for that matchup, but they're playing better.
And then, of course, the sixth-ranked 20-0 yeah. Ropes Lady Eagles. That is I don't necessarily think that was a surprise, but it is kind of a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, we knew they would be real good. They had some real good freshmen coming up. We'd seen them in their junior high last year, and they've made them a lot better.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I don't think they even have a senior on the team.
They do not.
And they're playing really, really good and coming off a big win in the Caprock tournament. And they'll certainly – they have to be the favorite in the district.
Right.
But we can play with them if we –
Yeah,
play our game.
Play your game, yeah.
We'll strategize a little
bit. That's why you play the game.
That's right.
You never know who's going to win or lose. And it always
right.
cracks me up when people say, well, that team ain't going to do very good. And then I always default to Iowa State in the Big 12 Conference because people say, oh, they're a pushover. But,
yeah.
You know, I personally don't think Wellman Union is a pushover. I think these girls, if they just go out there and play their game, the game that coach has set up for them, I think they'll be. And Michaela, that's probably he was talking about a minute ago. This girl Maggie is her name. It's
yes.
that freshman girl, and you may be the one up against her. Are you excited about that?
I'm both excited and nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard she can shoot threes no matter how good her defense is. So it'll be a good game.
There
we'll
you
see
go.
How it goes.
There you go. So are in district? What are y'all? What is your goals in district?
In district, I definitely want to make it back to the playoffs. I wasn't here when they made it last year. They had a really good team, and I feel like, you know, we could go back this year. One goal definitely is not to let Meadow beat us. That is honestly my main goal.
Yeah.
Is to not let Meadow beat us and to just play our game throughout the whole season.
There you go. How about you, Jaylee?
Well, kind of on the same thing as her. I mean, for me, it's different because I'll have to guard post, but hopefully, if the girl's bigger than me, I can guard her and actually do what I'm supposed to.
And if I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong, New Home has a pretty tall post. Is that correct?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They do.
Oh, goodness.
I saw her run last year in cross country, and that girl can...
She's new to their team in basketball.
Right,
she didn't
right.
play last year. I think she... I don't know if she's a transfer in or move in or exactly what.
I think last year she was a transfer, so she was on JV.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
But this year she's a junior, so...
Yeah. Wow. Well, see, there you go. There you go. She's got to be, what, 6 foot?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think she is.
Something like that. So
she is. One of the things Jaylee and JC bring to that post position is their quickness.
Yes.
And they generally run up to against some taller people, but they do have good quickness, and they use that to their advantage. And
nice.
That's nice. Good.
And Coach, what is your... What's your expectations at the end of regular season?
Oh, I definitely to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, last year ended about an 8-year drought that they hadn't been in the playoffs. So we want to keep that going.
Right.
And really believe we can.
Yeah. There you go. There you have it, folks. I'm looking forward to it, too. As always, of course, I'm biased. You know, I know we're not supposed to be, but I can be.
Yeah.
It's all right. I want to see us go out there and really – put forth the effort for sure and go out there and get a win. Of course, all roads seem to lead to NAS. It seems like
most of the time
it does. This year it seems like it's leading to Ropes, but I know those girls, I know their coach, Coach McCann, he'll have those girls ready and for the fight of their life. Of course, you know, anytime a team is ranked, everybody's gunning after them. You know,
sure.
It's always something that, and so they're going to try to bring their A game against y'all, and y'all got to bring y'all's A-plus game
right.
against them. So, but anyway, well, I appreciate y'all being on the show this morning very much. As always, we're thankful for all of our sports teams that are out there because we love sports around here. And good luck to y'all, Wellman Union Lady Cats. I still have a problem saying that.
Yeah.
And, of course, again, tonight they're going to start at 6:30 tip-off time. They're in Southland against the Lady Eagles, and it will be broadcasted as well. So anybody that can't go out there and enjoy them. The boys will be at Sudan. Is that right?
That's right.
Goodness gracious. That's a travel. So
yeah.
They'll be out there playing, but girls' game will be broadcasted tonight. So, again, we thank y'all so much for being on the show. God bless everybody, and go out there and watch some games this weekend.
All right. Thanks for having us
in. Take care.
We appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
Excellence, achievement, dedication. These are all qualities that describe the students at Wellman Union. That's why Southwest Cotton Growers is proud to cheer on the Wildcats and Lady Cats in all they do. As the largest cotton gin in Terry County, we know what it takes to accomplish your goals, and it all starts with working hard and supporting others. Call manager Kenny Underwood at 806-637-4665 to see how Southwest...
Texas Ag Plus at 1670 U.S. Highway 62-385 wants your irrigation repair business. Jake Unger offers you a full line of irrigation parts as well as pump sales, ditching, PVC pipe, and just about anything else related to irrigation on your farm. Locally owned and operated, Texas Ag Plus is here to serve the producer. From start to finish, we want to be the one you think of first when it comes to servicing your irrigation needs. Call Texas Ag Plus at 637-4590.